Another big story that we're following this morning is one that Yvonne Wenger, a reporter for The Post and Courier in Columbia, South Carolina, is familiar with. Yvonne, first of all, good morning.
Morning.
Where the heck is your governor, Yvonne?
Well, I guess at this point, maybe he's back in the capital city. We just don't know. The governor's staff continued to tell us as late as 8 p.m. last night that he had been hiking on the Appalachian Trail, but they didn't know where. And, of course, our competitor, the state newspaper, ran into the governor in the Atlanta airport, and he did say that he had been in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Now, it's your suspicion, I suspect, that there's something more going on here than Governor Mark Sanford having a geography problem in that he confuses Argentina with the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, it's a few miles off. The thing that is pretty curious is that the governor's wife told our reporter at their beachfront home in Sullivan's Island outside of Charleston that she didn't know where her husband was and that he had been away for Father's Day. I think that elevated the story to a different level, and people really started becoming curious about, you know, really what the heck is going on.
Well, I mean, is there a constitutional question here? Does the state constitution in South Carolina permit the governor to leave the country without telling anyone?
There is some constitutional questions that have arisen about the transfer of power and when exactly, you know, that transfer would kick in. The lieutenant governor is able to act in the governor's position if an emergency arises, but before the governor left, he never communicated with our lieutenant governor. So there's some talk from top legislative officials that they're going to look at changing some constitutional provisions, and one other proposal is to keep make sure that the governor's security detail has to stay with him at all times.
Yvonne, you know, I'm speaking to you from New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a solid reporter for the Post and Courier, but we are familiar here in New York with kind of governor shock, you know what I mean? Elliot Spitzer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are no details as to why Governor Mark Sanford might have gone to Argentina, but is there any sort of rumor mill right now?
There are a lot of different rumors out there, nothing that our paper has been able to confirm. I mean, people... I'm sure you can imagine all of the rumors that are out there.
You know, I can imagine it. I live in the state from the Elliot Spitzer state. Of course, I can imagine everything. But is there any even domain of what? I mean, is it a business proposition? Is it he just wanted to get away? I mean, why would he even want to go hiking?
Well, the governor is, first off, very outdoorsy, and he's very fit. He goes running, and he said during many press conferences that he. You know, he likes to get away from his security detail whenever possible for a good run in the morning. And, I mean, he told the state newspaper reporter that he was in Argentina alone. And, you know, I don't have any inside information, but according to their story, when he arrived at the airport, they didn't make mention of anybody with him.
Mm. Well, according to some of the quotes that you referred to there, he described Buenos Aires as a great city. He claimed that he wanted to do something exotic. He was recharging after a tough legislative session. How long was he actually out of pocket? And just give us a sense of the beginning, middle, and end of this story.
Yeah. I talked to a state senator who's very critical of the governor on Monday, and he said that he had gotten wind that the governor was out of town on, you know, some mysterious terms, and he had called and confirmed that with the state law enforcement division director on Saturday night that they were indeed looking for the governor. The governor's staff then did say that the governor, you know, left for a trip on Thursday night, and you know, there wasn't really any reason to wonder where the governor was. They don't print a public schedule for him.
But still, it's pretty darn mysterious. 5 days out of pocket. I can hear that your phone is ringing. You're getting a call. I can imagine every reporter in the state is getting calls this morning. Yvonne Wenger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yvonne Wenger, reporter for The Post and Courier in Columbia, South Carolina, reporting on the whereabouts, the mysterious trip to Buenos Aires, Argentina, of Governor Mark Sanford.
a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.